views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome, everyone. Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region Number 6. And we have a live show for you today on Wednesday. It's a wise Wednesday, November the 15th, 2017. Looking forward to the live show with you all today. Just want to thank you all for being a part of the program. Greatly, greatly appreciate you all. And so we want to definitely get into today's program. Brother Davis will be jumping in as soon as he possibly can, and then we will go to him in Wise Wednesday. So in the meantime, let's take care of some of the administrative duties that we have, and that's, everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network by going to the website for this network, and that being www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. If you hear a little background noise, please excuse me. I'm actually traveling right now, and so that's the noise that you hear, the vehicle noise. So, but go to blacktalkradionetwork.com, and once you're there, you'll see the prompt in the homepage where you can give some of your financial energy to this network to ensure that this network is growing and it's here to stay, because it does not take any sponsorship from the mainstream media or any of the major corporation or the corporations that have influence within the mainstream media, a.k.a. they control them, at all. And the reason why that is because this is a truly holistic grassroots radio network where the influence is you. It's not trying to influence you. So definitely give some of your financial energy so that this network can continue to broadcast going forward and doing what it's been doing and doing even more. And you can do that by going to the website, hit the donation prompt. All of the donation campaigns that are there, we definitely want to support those that are on the inside of BTR community. So please support that and greatly, greatly appreciate it. Also, you can support the network by being a member. Membership is so important. We're going to be talking about membership a lot coming in the future here because of some great opportunities. Membership is so important. The membership with BTR community, and you can find that on the website for, on the homepage of Black Talk Radio Network. Just look for the capital B with the black background and hit that, and then that will prompt you into going into where you can become a member with Black Talk Radio Network or BTR community, Black Talk Radio community social media outlet. You could also find it at www.blacktalkbtrcommunity.com. Excuse me, www.btrcommunity.com. Give some and become a member. And when you become a member, you can post any, you know, things that you find that's relevant, that's important. Your overall social media activities can be fulfilled there, and you don't have to worry about being adversely affected by your overall identity being sold to any bidder. And not only that, the malicious data mining that goes on, you don't have to worry about that here on BTR Community. It's the only place that I post. For $24 a year, that membership is critical. It is absolutely critical that we do that. And so please support that. Become a member, $24 a year. And one of the things that I'm going to actually, and I'll get to that in a minute, but the power of that is so important, okay? So now, also, those of you that are in the Coins for Change members, we will have a members call this evening at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. This evening at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. So come on over to, for those of you that are members, a lot of great stuff. I just want to say that for those of you that are thinking about becoming new members, I'm going to put out a time for you all to actually come in. It was going to be, it's just so much information that I need to get to the existing members. For the new members, we will definitely do a membership call for new people on Friday. And the reason why, because I'm trying to catch up to all the other people that have been in Coins for Change before even I got into it. So there's a learning curve. I'm actually coming back from Houston because of that. And I had a given presentation in Houston. So Coins for Change is actually doing some phenomenal things. So for the new members, we will do something on Friday. Let me tell you why this is so important. Right now, you can only get into Coins for Change by way of referral. By the beginning of the year or shortly after the beginning of the year, this is why you want to be in Coins for Change. Right now, you can only get in by referral. Beginning of the year, they're going to open it up to the rest of the world. And the rest of the world will be filling the lines of the people that came in by referral. They're going to be backfilling that. This is why this is so critical. And I'm working tirelessly to get as many people in. I have to get BTR Community in it. Scotty don't have a choice. I'm going to put him in it. And, you know, he's in it. I'm going to put him in. So we are sitting and have a really, really good position, and it's only going to grow. And I will explain to you why that is on the new members. Coming next week, we will probably have a new members call for the members that have and they want to help. And I would also say, you know, participate, give some of your own, the presentation is there, give some of your own presentation. But we'll probably have, if not weekly, events or weekly, nightly events that we'll be putting on. I can't do it all. It just is way too much. So we're going to be doing that. But if you are a member and you're listening to Kando Radio Show and you won't be able to make it tonight, one of the things I want you to do is go to Telegram. Download Telegram and go to Dallas-Coins-of-Change and join. That's a centralized place where I can get information to you all one time quickly. Download Telegram, and once you download Telegram, join Dallas-Coins-of-Change, and I hope I'm not going to get a ticket. Okay? No, cool. So, Dallas-Coins-of-Change. If you are a member, definitely go there and follow us there. That is specifically for our line. Not our line. That's specifically for those of you that are in Coins for Change. And everyone, regardless of where you are, if you came in through us, that's where it is out of Dallas. And we're going to have some crazy opportunities. So I want you all to be able to take advantage of that. For the new members tonight, I'll explain some things to you. So very, very important. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you can go to prosperitymint.com. That's PROSPERITYMINT.com. prosperitymint.com. Check out what's there in the inventory. Then email info@prosperitymint.com. It's to your benefit. Do that. And then someone will get to you and will get you the information. And not only that, explain the very, very important buying process. So with that being said, we're going to jump over real quick. Scotty's going to read some of what's in the news. And then Brother Davis, if he's there, he will take over. So my brother Scotty, if you would jump into what's in the news, we can get going with today's show.
Yes, sir. Are you able to hear me okay, Dave?
100. Got you, Scotty.
All right. So let's go to what's in the news. We're going to start off with a story from theatlantic.com. It says the first man to have his genes edited inside his body. A clinical trial for zinc finger nucleus, a potential new method of curing genetic diseases, kicks off on Monday. 44-year-old Brian Mado spent 3 hours hooked up to an IV and made scientific history. The clear liquid that dripped into his arm set off a chain of events that is supposed to end with the precise insertion of a gene that Mado has lacked since birth into the DNA of his liver cells. With that, he might be cured of Hunter syndrome, a genetic disorder that causes a range of symptoms, including joint stiffness, breathing problems, and developmental delay. Madal has had 26 surgeries to deal with it all. If it works, the change will be permanent. If the gene gets inserted in the wrong place, that will likely be permanent too. Doctors may not know for several months. Again, that's from theatlantic.com.
Scotty, hold on. Oh my God, what? When Scotty said this, my mouth absolutely dropped. We need to do a whole show on this. The ramifications of this is so great. And here's where they put the kicker in. They're not certain. Sure they are. But see, that's plausible deniability for everything else. To me, this is one of the stories of the year, the decade, because the overall ramifications of this is so great. Erasing genes,
it's called
permanently?
Gene editing.
Man, I have to get into this. This one is, I would say, of all the stories that we posted since I've been on Tando, well, since we started Tando, to me, this is the most significant story of them all that we have put in from Tando Radio Show. This is the most significant, and it has the most impact. Wow. I can't wait to get back tonight. I will be reading this, and Scotty just read it out here. But Scotty, this is the most important story to me that's ever been posted inside of Tando.
Yeah, I thought it was,
thank you for that great find, brother. It's man, it's gonna take me a minute to digest what Scotty just read. So I'm not surprised, but here it is. Here it is. So this is,
to me, Dave, so, this is kind of related to the issue of designer babies, too, because this is a way that they could edit genes in vitro, the fetus or whatnot. So I can see some good things, but also I can see some bad things if in the wrong hands.
And for me, if they created it and we didn't do it, it's in the wrong hand. So great story, Scotty. So Wow. So we'll go ahead, Scotty. We'll go to the next one.
All right. There has been a black plague epidemic in Madagascar, which is an island off the coast of Africa. The World Health Organization is reporting that there have been no new cases of plague in Madagascar since October the 28th. In a media statement, the UN body said new cases and hospitalization of patients due to plague are declining in Madagascar. The plague is spread by fleas and can be deadly if not treated in time with common antibiotics. There have been about 127 deaths, and between August and October, a total of 1,801 confirmed, probable, and suspected cases of plague, said the WHO. Some cases were not confirmed, as not every patient with suspected plague was tested for confirmation before the person was treated with antibiotics. But it says no cases of plague have spread outside of the country. And that comes to you from timeslive.co.za. So I think ZA is what, Zambia?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
What'd you say, Scotty?
The ZA. What country code is that? Yeah. Zambia?
Yeah, I think so. Scotty. You know what? ZA is, not Australia. New Zealand. I think it's New Zealand.
I'm going to look it up quick.
It's
South Africa.
The other one. Oh, South Africa. ZA. South Africa. What's wrong with me? Right. South Africa. Right. South Africa. So, okay. Now, this is Marburg's. This plague is known as Marburg's as well. And there actually have been some other spread on the continent itself. So we want to keep an eye at this. And so it's known as being completely resistant. This plague is being resistant to all antibiotics. Well, this is why silver is so important, ladies and gentlemen. So that one is phenomenal in itself as well. So we got to keep up on that one. Great story, Scotty.
Next story comes to you from Reuters. It says Senate Finance Chairman revises tax plan to end Obamacare mandate, which is the Affordable Care Act. Late on Tuesday, Republicans produced a new plan that would guarantee permanent tax cuts for corporations, but only temporary relief for individuals, while tying the overall package to an effective repeal of a key part of Obamacare, exposing the tax cut initiative to the same political risk that wrecked a mid-2017 anti-Obamacare push by Republicans. Senate Tax Committee Chairman Orrin Hatch unveiled a 226-page amendment that he defended as helpful to the middle class. Hatch said at a committee meeting it would expand the child tax credit and slightly reduce some middle class tax rates. Taken together, these changes will let us channel even more tax relief to the middle class, he said. But the changes would be temporary, while a deep cut in the corporate tax rate would be permanent under Hatch's plan, which was widely expected to become the main vehicle for Republicans' effort to revamp the tax code before year's end. So, Dave, what I'm getting from this is stuff we've talked about in the past. And also on Blacks in Business Radio, they did a couple of episodes where they were talking about creating corporations, man, as tax shelters, just like the wealthy do. So I think,
right,
you know, we need to definitely look at that as an option to protect our wealth going forward if all of these benefits are going to be given to corporations.
Right, Scotty. And we will definitely, because that's a part of preparing. And this is all set up. See how the permanent shelters for corporations, while temporary for the individual. That's ways and means, ladies and gentlemen. Your way of life provides for the system's means of life. And so, yes, we definitely have to get into that. And also, this has a lot to do with the overall economic condition of the country, that they're going to say that their austerity measures have to kick in. This is the road to it. This is definitely the road to it. So,
Rick, hey, Dave, Brian,
we'll definitely keep an eye out and be a participate in this to shelter and to put ourselves in a position of advantage and to be able to seize on the opportunities that come from that. So, great find, Scotty.
Hey, Dave,
ready?
Question.
I think we got one or two more.
I got a question first.
Don't
you think that we are already in austerity?
Oh, without a doubt, Scotty. Yes, yes, yes. We really have always been. But yeah, the austerity measures are already in place, and the expansion of them, and the depth of them, is just going to increase. But yeah, we're definitely already in austerity. Have austerity measures.
Mm-hmm. All right, next story. We got three more stories. I'm gonna be real quick on them. But Dave, of course, you know, chime in if you think something is important. This next story is related to cryptocurrency and the UK. It comes to you from Coindesk.com. It says a UK finance regulator is warning consumers about a particular kind of derivative contract based on cryptocurrencies. In a release on its website today, the UK Financial Conduct Authority, the FCA, caution investors who might consider entering into cryptocurrency contracts for differences, or CFDs. Under a CFD, the two parties involved agree to pay either side in the event that the underlying value of an asset, in this case an amount of cryptocurrency, changes over time. These products allow users to speculate on the prices of different assets, and while cryptocurrencies fall under this umbrella, they ought to be considered high risk, according to the agency. Dave, I mean, you're more versed on this than me, but this sounds like short selling to me, like shorting stock or something like that. I could be wrong.
Man, Scotty, this is a great one. Anything that ever says a derivative, you run away from. You absolutely run away from, because a derivative is something is this. It derives its value by having not having a vested interest. That's what a derivative is. It means it derives. So it's deriving its value. It's basically a bet. Whenever you bet on like a football game or a basketball game, you just created a derivative. You're betting on something that you have no intrinsic value to, or you're not a critical member of. You have no connection to it, and that is a derived position. Now, the CME, what they're talking about, the CME is going to open up a derivative market for the cryptocurrency. Just like the derivative market for silver and gold, don't engage in it.
Okay.
Do not engage in it. That is a falsehood, and that's used to try to manipulate the overall pricing of the actual underlying asset or currency. And so, but one of the things that I think that this was going to do, I would never get into a derivative of any kind. That's just not what I do, because that's nothing more than a paper contract that's being manipulated by the market. So what I think the effect on this is going to have is that pension funds and everything else are going to be going into the derivative market for the cryptocurrency, but they won't have any cryptocurrency at all. They'll just have a receipt while the overall market has the cryptocurrency, and they'll send you a letter and say, oh, yeah, we're going to hold it for you. They're not going to give you a wallet. They're not going to give you access to it. They're not going to give you a private key. They're not going to give you the actual cryptocurrency. They're going to say, we'll hold it, and you'll benefit from it. And what does that mean? You think you'll have it, but you'll pay full market value for it, but won't have any real redemptive power at any given time. When the system decides you don't have any redemptive power, they'll snatch it from you. This is why it's better to engage in the market where you control more any currency you want to definitely control, but especially any asset you want to control. So this is huge. Another show that we need to have just on this one, because that derivative is going to happen. The CME is going to start that derivative before the end of the year, before the beginning of the year, and we're already at November the 15th. So it's coming. It's going to have a very, very meaningful effect in the cryptocurrency world. This is why you want to get into the platforms that we were offering by way of Coins of Change. So yeah, we'll definitely do a show on that. Okay. Johnny, did you have another one?
Yeah, I got two more real quick. Now, the next one is also related to cryptocurrency, where you have some activists and some, how can I put this, what's the term I'm looking for? Let me just read the story. This story comes to you from injustice.today.com. It was shared with us in the group Move to Abolish 21st Century Slavery. And these people are looking at cryptocurrency as a way to attack the cash bail system, which is very corrupt in the United States. Right. The United States is only one of two countries that requires a bail bond in order for you to get out of jail before you've even been proven guilty of something. So let me read this story to you from Injustice Today. It says, cryptocurrency is the next frontier in the quest to abolish cash bail. It sounds a little ridiculous at first. All you have to do is download an app, let it run on your computer, and it will generate money to bail out people out of jail without contributing any of your own cash. But that's exactly what Bailblock, a project launched Wednesday by a collective of technologists, activists, and artists, aims to do. In partnership with the New Inquiry, the new program is available for anyone to download. Once a user installs the app on their computer, it automatically harnesses a small amount of unused processing power to mine for cryptocurrency. Let me jump to the end, because that's kind of long. But the creators estimate that if 5,000 people use this app for a year, 1,800 people with bail set at 1,000 or less could be bailed out with the funds it generates. Following the initial pilot phase of the program, the money raised by Bailblock will begin to be distributed nationally by the Bail Project, a recently launched initiative. The Bail Project is first focusing on posting bail in the Bronx, Tulsa, Oklahoma, St. Louis, Missouri, and plans to move on to dozens of other locations over time. So, Dave, I wanted to share this with the Tando Radio audience, because you you are more, you know, knowledgeable on this than I am. So I don't have a comment or an opinion, because it would be an ignorant one. So what do you think?
You know what, Scotty? I'm not surprised. This mining is done just the way that it was said is more to it, but we're going to have a show just on that. But on this particular one, I'm not surprised that everything is going to be moving towards a crypto space. Every business that that is going to be going forward in the future is going to want to have a cryptocurrency component and payment a payment system and a redemptive system. Now, will this work? Absolutely. It will absolutely work for where you could actually create value based off of this cryptocurrency of bail. And now what is going to have to happen is that I have to look into this one. I'm not surprised that it's there. It's because everything is moving towards a cashless society. So in doing that, everything that cash is able to do is going to be replaced by a digital, which it really already has, a.k.a. your credit card, a.k.a. your electronic check, a.k.a. your bank account in itself is a crypto. It's a digital means of transacting, a medium of exchange. So this one I'm very, very interested in. Will it work? Absolutely it will work. How are they going to do it? How are they going to make that market? It's not really that hard, but I definitely want to take a look at it. Okay. And so this is just the overall explosion that's about to happen in the cryptocurrency space. This is why the opportunity by all of us should be, we should seize that so that we can use that to transfer into controlling assets. So very, very important. So I definitely could see that being a part of the crypto space, and it will do very, very well. It will do very well because it's built in to provide a service, and it will, the blockchain can actually facilitate that. So I'm very, very interested in that. I definitely want to check that out.
That's good to hear, Dave.
We'll see how that goes.
That's good to hear. Again, this is a pilot program that they launched, and I just think that it's great that people are thinking about other people who are being preyed upon by this system to do whatever they can to help them, you know, get out of jail. Because this doesn't generate any funds for yourself. It goes all into a pot that'll be distributed to help get people out of jail that has a $1,000 bond or less.
Yep. And you know, one other thing, Scotty, is actually going to be where you'll have that currency, that cryptocurrency is going to be coming out where that'll be a payment for attorney fees and everything else. But one of the things that's going to be really, really significant about this is that it's going to bring about a different awareness, to where it's going to bring an awareness about to start to challenge the system even more from the way it's adjudicated, which means that it's not adjudicated properly at all. So this one has a lot of you know, options and opportunity in it, and it's only going to grow because you can make a cryptocurrency for whatever it is that you want, and because of that, it's membership or people generated or from the participation. So this is definitely going to be huge.
All right, last story, Dave. We talked about I think it was either this week or last week, about what's going on with Saudi Arabia and Lebanon and just that whole space right there. And this is the last story. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani accused Saudi Arabia of begging Israel to bomb Lebanon at a cabinet meeting in Tehran on Wednesday. Rouhani said, "It is shameful and embarrassing for a Muslim country in the region to beg from the Zionist regime to bomb the Lebanese people." And I know we have been sharing a couple of stories on that, and that's the last story.
I tell you, that one is so, so important. Everyone, what's going with this, the whole setup for the war and the kickoff between in that region and all the players that are setting themselves up is extremely significant, because our overall daughters and sons will be tied into that, and they will be offered as the sacrifice for that overall agenda that's being perpetuated there. So we really need to know what's going on there, and we must stay abreast as to that and have a plan of action for when things go awry, because they will go awry. So great, great story, Scotty. Thank you so much. So I'm not quite sure if Brother Davis is on the line. So if Brother Davis
is
there,
I can't see.
There you are. Brother Davis, welcome to Tando Radio Show, your show where Wise Wednesday is facilitated by none other than Brother and Sister Davis. So, Brother Davis, greatly appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you for all that you do. The show and the floor is yours.
Thank you, my Brother Dave and Scotty. You guys always bring it. And you know what's interesting about the content of what you're bringing? It's actually telling you about the world being transformed. We're in a transformation process.
Right,
and
Brother
listen,
Dave.
The old ways do not like it. Believe me, that's why they're trying to trick you with these so-called derivative concepts with Bitcoin. Now, here's the unique thing. What's so unique about a derivative is that it's a bet placed with nothing, hoping to gain something. So if you have no thing to bet with. How can it be a bet? So they create these things in order to steal. Why? Because we have left truth and accepted opinion and right. It is my opinion and it's my right, but it has nothing to do with the truth. These are the things in which we're going to come face to face with in the future. And why do I say that? Because we're dealing from a level of programming that literally we have to put a plan together to free our psychological bias based on the programs that we've been running in our minds for so long. So in doing that, we have to incorporate tools that are going to allow us to seek freedom, find freedom, as well as being able to incorporate what we want to do with that freedom. This is all coming to be because of the time. Every civilization rises and falls. We are watching the fall of a financial and a tyranny go to dust. And they're going to fight. They're going to try to fight as best they can. But here's one of the unique things about waking up. You begin to find your voice. You begin to have a priority for your life, and you can literally connect with like-minded people and give your voice volume. And brothers and sisters, this is the task that is immediate at hand, because you only represent one voice. But until you go through your transformation, you're still going to see some of the deception as clarity, although you know it's deception because it's happened over and over again. Perfect example. One of the major profits of banks is charging you money for every transaction, everything you do. If you put money in, they charge you money. If you borrow money, they charge you money. If you go get some of your money, they charge you money. So literally, they're telling you, we're deceiving you, but here's what we're going to do to help you. We're going to make as much money as you need. Think about that for a minute. They're taking your money from you. They're charging you for money. When they give you money, they put debt to it. So who's the fool here? That's when you begin to wake up. You begin to find yourself. And things like blockchain technologies rise up out of what they consider to be nowhere, but have consequential value. And that's what we must do. We must make ourselves consequential again. So we have to literally look at the whole as one. Why? Because you only represent you. If you don't do nothing, how can I add you to a group that's trying to do something? Because you're not doing nothing. So it's going to be something required of you. And some of the times, you don't want to be understanding to the very things that have become a habit to you as destructive to you. And you know they are. Perfect example, i.e. cigarette smoking, i.e. drinking, i.e. food even nowadays. These things have become destructive to you because for a long time we have sit by that so-called my opinion and my right. See, so corporations took their opinion and your right and started making your food synthetic. And the reason why is because they know it will not give you the nutritional value that you need, and eventually their plan can come into fruition. Oh, by the way, their plan is your death. That's not what's in your plan. That's why you must take over again. You must take your life back from a system that literally is trying to destroy you. So look, I don't want you sitting by the phones. I don't want you listening as if to say, well, you know, brother, you got so understanding there. You make sense. Pick up the phone. Give me the monologue so other people that are listening will realize that they too must make a difference. They too must wake up. They too must be more responsible for their decisions. Because you have to understand, in order for our children to rise up, they have to have the examples. One of the reasons why we're in this position is because we have become passive because of the programming. And as we became passive, government took every right from you. As a parent, do you realize they're telling you now that they're going to vaccinate your kid like this? You don't care. Okay, it's all right. The government looks out for our best interest. We can no longer be naive. We have to speak up in one voice. You've already heard the rumblings of others who have the same opinion as yours. Then what you got to do is unite with those groups to give those voices more volume. And then we have to come up with a plan to resurrect everything. And resurrect the educational system. Resurrect the healthcare system. Resurrect the food regulations here in America. We have to resurrect the power of we the people over the corporate control. And how do you do that? By exercising your right not to invest in corporations. Now, I know a lot of you are thinking, well, I mean, corporations provide so much. They provide so much that you don't need, that you have been victimized by the program to think that you do. Perfect example. Sweden has run in about 85% of their country on renewable energies. Now, renewable energy means no carcinogenics. It means that it's getting this almost the same amount of power output from their energy sources. And it also means that they are a healthier environment because they don't have so many of the toxins in their atmosphere. Well, I don't know about you, but we can do that right here. You see, these corporations now are utilizing the very dollars that you spend for their products against you. That's why they're water blasting your ground for gas. Okay? Now, I have nothing against natural gas, but the oils and the things and the byproducts, I got a problem with. Why? Because they are having an effect on our physical lives. Do you realize that when pressure is applied to the soil like that, it has an effect on the tectonic plates? And when they shift, that causes major problems somewhere in the world, if not in your backyard. When are we going to be responsible enough to return to the truth? The truth is we must do something. So let's start with ourselves. Let's start cleaning up ourselves. Let's start understanding how we can do things to make the best decisions for our priorities and not the decisions that they want us to make. Because if we don't make ourselves the priority, nothing that we want to achieve will happen. Brothers and sisters, this is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday, and I am hyped. And I'm going to tell you why I'm hyped. Because the more I operate in my own self-interest, the more I see the power we possess. But I can't force you to see it. You have to do the things that are going to open the door so that your mind can achieve what you want to achieve. Because right now, when you stay in the system, you work for the system. I'm saying you can be in the system and work for your best interest. Because I'm going to tell you something. And don't accept my word. Do the due diligence. There has not been a war that the United States has been in for democracy. Never. Oh, that's the term they use. But it's always been based on their ability to take something from someone else. Period. And if you don't believe me, like I said, do your due diligence. Even right now, this war that they're trying to trump up, it has nothing to do with our natural interests. It has nothing to do with an immediate threat to us. It has nothing to do with putting us in harm's way. It has everything to do with the interests of corporations and the money makers that make more money. And if you don't believe it, why do you think they're putting so much money in to so-called energy and oils and all that. These are carcinogenic energies. Just think if they put that money in renewable energies and education, or renewable energies, education, and healthcare. Are we starting to see where we have literally dropped the ball and allowed the establishment to sink into our minds on a level which we have decided that, oh, well, if the government did it, it must be all right. No, it's not all right. You don't even like the politicians. I don't like the politicians. And I'm going to tell you something. We have to wake up. So, in waking up, I started talking to you about the oneness already. The oneness of the universal law. Why? Because we have to understand that the WASP, for those who don't know, white Anglo-Saxon persons or white Anglo-Saxon males are destroying what we have learned to be our natural lives. Think about it. It's their greed that literally has them digging for oil that we really don't need if we go ahead and upgrade our quality of life. Because I'm going to tell you something. The industries that are not moving forward, like the auto industry, they're not moving forward into renewable energies because they want to stay where they are. They're not moving forward to renewable energies because they're paid not to. They got cars that run on electricity. Cars that run on hydrogen. They have the ability. Cars that run on natural gas. They have the ability to move away from this carcinogenic toxins, but yet they have not. So we are to blame for that because we constantly go out here and we don't think about the decisions we make because of the program. Oh, you need that new car. We got the great price for you. And guess what? We're going to give you zero down. That's right. And we'll give you a comfortable payment. $310 a month. $310. Anybody can afford that. Here's what they don't tell you. Oh, with that $310 a month, you also got to pay insurance that might run you anywhere from $200 to $300. So that one car payment now is $600, where it was $310. Two, you got to constantly come back to us to get the source that's going to motivate that car to run. That's right. So now you're talking another $700 to, depending on the car, $700 to $3,000 a year in excess that you're just putting out there to give these people so that they can bring you an energy that's killing you anyway. We have to take control of self first, but then establish a groups of us. Because I'm going to tell you now, it's happening already. You see the cryptocurrency? The biggest downfall to people's knowledge about cryptocurrency, they're not doing it. They're not going out here and being due diligent about it. Considering the number of people in the world, there isn't even one whole 1% that is out here doing the due diligence. So if you look at the numbers of the people in the United States, the number is less than that. Wake up, my brothers and sisters, because there are some things coming down the line now. I'm saying things that I'm working on, things I'm working on with other people, because we have to get them, us human beings, we have to get us to understand why we have reached the stage of passivity to the degree where we don't make ourselves the priority. And I already started that when I started the class on the oneness on the radio show, when I talked about all of the different features that make us whole and why they're interactive and why they have a leverage, organs have leverage on your decisions. There's a reason for that. It's establishing you as being a principal authority in this world. But if you don't see yourself as that, you'll be victimized by your ignorance. So that's why we're moving into this so-called wake up. Well, if we don't start waking up, our children will never understand what wake up means. Are y'all getting this yet? Because literally, this is about the children. Because literally, the system that is running now is trying to kill the older people. Yeah, they're what you got. You know why? You know too much history. You know their baggage. But these new kids have no argument. If they get them, all they have to do is train them to do what they say. So literally, this time that is happening now, we are looking, if you're looking at this here from the position of the solstice, there's been some major things happen this year in the solar system. We are being nudged by the universe to rise. Why? Because we haven't. And the universe needs us because everything is connected. And if we're not rising, or we continue to stay complacent, before you know it, all of these crazy things that you've heard that's in the pipeline are going to happen. Yeah, people are going to be transhumanism. Imagine that. A transhuman. That means you're half machine, part human, and part something else. I mean, that is totally insidious evil, because it takes away what we know life to be. And it's our responsibility to restore that. And we can do this, but we cannot do this being complacent. We have to start where we stand, and that means with us. We got to turn off those things just giving us that negative information. You know why? Because you remember I told you about the law, the universal law of sound and vibration? It has an effect. And they know it. And they're using it against you. Give you IE, perfect example. Remember when rap first came out, how positive it was? And all of a sudden, people were starting to do some positive things in the black community. When they begin to see that, they cut that out. All of a sudden, they were telling these so-called rappers, you want to be in this business? You do what I say, when I say, the way I say. And guess what? A lot of them just sold out because of the other god in their life, which is money. Remember I talked about how money is literally used to control and manipulate people? See, we can break away from all of these things. That's what cryptocurrency is telling us. We can do things now, going into this new era of money, that we could have never done before. You know why? Because they always controlled how much we could get, when we could get it, how often we could get it, where it had to be put, if it was going to be saved, what we had to do with it, if we're going to save it, and the cost to us to do so. Well, cryptocurrency cuts all of that out. All of that out. Now, for those of you who don't know, yes, there are many different currencies out there. Why? Because all of them are based on a blockchain system that would allow them to grow. And if you are at the right place at the right time with the right currency, you don't really have to do much. All you got to do is be at the right place at the right time. And that's where we are. You heard Dave talk about already, organizations putting money together on the cryptocurrency market so that we can use it to defend people who are in prison. Well, guess what? We could do more than that with it. We could put funds together so that as the money grows and people come out of incarceration, we could get them into training programs. We could get them into rehabilitation programs that are going to give them the tools to go out here and take care of their families and be a functional part of society. And here's the best part about that. They add to our communities, and they don't take away. And their stories are important, because a lot of people think, oh, yeah, I could do a bid, 2-5-year bid on my head. What is that? You want to throw 5 years of your life away based on what you think you can do psychologically, not realizing what it's going to do to your family or those people who love you. We have to wake up, my brothers and sisters, and the time is now. And we have to deal with the oneness of the divine. And that means that we're all connected. All of us are connected. So when I talk about food to you, I'm talking about the food to me. When I talk about the elixir of life to you, I'm talking about the elixir of life to me, because I need these same things. You see, that's what makes the first universal law so complete. It encompasses everything when it says everything is connected. And we have to understand that we can operate on a greater level of humanism for ourselves and in our own best interests when we learn and operate in the same manner. Why? Because it is the natural order. What we're doing now is unnatural. I mean, we have emulated our way into a system that is unnatural to us. It doesn't teach you the many different ways of breathing, but yet you go through circumstances where that knowledge itself could be a tool for you in a given, say, a physical a challenge or whatever. So if you're not doing your own due diligence, you're not getting that. What if that was a part of your education? You understand what I'm saying? We can change all of these dynamics. We could take our children and have them doing algebra in the fifth and sixth grade. You know why? Because literally the child's mind is moldable like that. But we're allowing a system that has 300 years old, that's 200 years old at least, to do the same thing to our children today that it did to us when we were in school, except we were in school at a different time under a different system. Same thing, going to class in the morning, getting out in the afternoon, except nowadays that they don't teach nothing. You see, back when we went to school, you had curriculums. So literally, you had three or four subjects that you could bring in on one problem and logically solve the problem. These children today don't know nothing about that. That is what is so important about us being the example in this next level of growth, because literally we can change the dynamic of how we see the future to be by being the examples now for the children who are going to lead tomorrow. And a lot of them are ready and waiting. A lot of them are ready and waiting. Then a lot of them don't have, they think they don't have anything to wait for. You know why? Because they are caught up in a system that no one has ever came to them and pulled them aside. Let me have a few minutes of your conversation. How were you today? What was your day like? Anything happened you want to talk about? See, these are the things that happen on a regular basis in our early time of growth that literally programming has gotten us away from. We can restore that and more, but it's going to have to start with us. We're going to have to clean our bodies up. Absolutely. We're going to have to clean our bodies up. We're going to have to get away from this food that's killing us and start growing our own food. Think about that. Now, you would no longer be dependent on the system. Not someone in queue? Okay, well, we're going to a break right now. Listen, after the break, get by your phones. You heard me give you a lot of positive information. Get by your phones. Call me up and let's have a monologue instead of a dialogue. This is Brother Davis on A Wise Wednesday, and we are out on break. Maybe I'm changing through what I'm about to do. Show your love.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Brother Davidson, I'm back. Brothers and sisters, really, I'm really excited about what's coming in the future. Even if you don't see it clearly, just take your time and work at your schedule, okay? Change your diet, start eating much more healthier, get some exercise in. Why do I say get exercise in? Because that's a part of a healthy, sustaining body. Plus, we not understand. You're working from an example position. You want to be an example for our children. So we want them to see that we understand exercise is a part of that process. You see, it's sad to think that we have to go out our way to do this. When if we would have been living this way all along, they would have been clearly seeing a lot more than they've been seeing. But we can't hold anything against someone who hasn't identified where the problems lie in their life. And I'm going to tell you, we have a lot of them. We are psychologically damaged. We have been always taught to emulate someone else that we are not. Always. Now we got a chance to break that. And break that boldly. And listen, in doing so, we can literally bring our own ideas to the table with like-minded people, initiate change on every level. You don't like the politicians? Start locally. Get them out. Ask two questions. We the people, who are you going to be the politicians of, and can we count on you? And then go over the issues. Make sure they're well-versed and let them know that this day and age, we come prepared just like everybody else. Because of the transition, we can have the resources that we need to put the people in office that we want. We can have the resources that we need in order to buy and the tools necessary to achieve whatever it is we want. But we can't be complacent. We have to operate now on ourselves so that as things start coming to fruition, and they will. Because, see, you have to understand, when major things happen, it affects more than a few people. So when we take a bold step and say, you know what, we don't agree with this, and we do it as a people, and they look out and they see a throng of people and hollering at the top of their voices, we don't agree with this. How can they sit back and say, well, we're doing it with your best interest in mind? Because we're telling them in a long, large volume, we don't agree with this. We cannot allow them to change the narrative. And how do you do that? You put more volume to the subject of interest. Because I'm going to tell you, people around the world are looking now. See that cell phone? Whew. They had no idea the transformation of power that it gives a person. Oh, absolutely. You've seen what it's done. Even in spite of the power that it has, we haven't utilized it the way we can. But we will. You know why we will? Because we're going to start seeing things work out for our best interests. When we start waking up and start putting our resources together, start working with each other to become better for each other, we're going to bring a whole lot of things to the whole fruition that you may even begin to think about. I've already started thinking about it. You heard me talk about Black Talk Telecommunications. I'm serious about that. I want the whole world to know that although we are Black Talk Telecommunications, we have an interest of humanity at heart. Why do you think there's an abolitionist radio? Why do you think that we must talk about the prison industrial complex? Why do you think that out of all the countries in the world, the United States has the greatest amount of people incarcerated, and the largest portion of those people are people of color? All of these are our interests, and we have to do something about it. So let's start with ourselves. Let's start being serious about looking at food, seeing if it's a radiated garden. You know, that's just another form of saying genetically modified. Genetically modified is going to have so many avenues of deception that the only true way you know you won't be victimized is by growing your own. But when you do that, you're helping yourself. You don't have to have a major garden. you can have a 6x4 space in your backyard and produce good quality vegetables for your family to consume and save money. Because, see, a lot of times, the first thing people say, well, I don't have the time. Well, guess what? When that garden starts bearing fruit that you can literally take in the house, wash off, cut up, and have a part of the meal, and know that it went from picking to cooking to eating in the same day, that's a powerful, powerful, powerful feeling. I'm telling you, I'm telling you personally, it's a powerful feeling to go out there when you're hungry and pick the fruit off the vine in your backyard that you know everything about. You know if there was any pesticides on it, and if you stick to organic growing, you won't have to worry about that. You know the quality of the seed that went in the ground to bear the quality of the fruit that you're about to eat. Oh yes, it's a responsibility. But guess what? You know. Because in the stores, they tell you all kind of things. And if you look at the labels nowadays, some of the things that are on the label as organic and natural, 2 years ago, 3 years, wouldn't have never qualified for that. Would never qualify for those terms. That's the manipulation going on. That's the deception that's constantly going on that literally many are being victimized by because they're not taking the time to do these things to empower themselves. And we have to empower ourselves, because when we empower ourselves, we see the result, and that even fortifies what we're doing on another level. And then we step it up. And see, here's the best part. When we do that and get around like-minded people who do that, don't you think they're going to have children too? Don't you think those children are going to be discussing things that they're growing by? Oh yeah, we got a garden in our backyard. We did a plan. I put the plan together, and guess what? It was easy. You know why they could say that? Because once they have the experience, it becomes second nature. Think about that. Think about your children growing vegetables because they see you do that. And then when you sit down to eat dinner with them, they smile and say, Mom, you know, those are the sugar babies. The sugar beans, those are the ones that you like. And when you used to grow these, I grow all of them. And they're natural. See, these are the things that we got to start focusing on. Water. We have to take our water back. These corporations now, they blocked our water up so much now that they're poisoning it. I know some of you don't want to hear this, but they're literally poisoning the water so that you will have to come to them and buy whatever it is that they're selling. And the sad part about it is that we do. But we do because we want to know at least that we're getting fresh spring water. Well, here's the next level. We put our own filtering systems in. We redirect the laws to service the groundwater. See, I'm in Pennsylvania right now. They have this fracking. There's nothing that protects the groundwater. And literally, people are turning on their spigots, and they can put a match to it and flame comes up. Because there's so much of the toxic gas in the water. It just comes out the same way. Some water catches on fire so bad. We don't have to live like this. We can take control. And I'm urging you all to operate where you are, because I'm only speaking about the things that are coming off the top of my head. You have things in your own neighborhoods right now that you know that you don't like. You've heard grumblings about them, but you haven't done anything yet. Ask yourself why. Because when you start asking yourself why, then you got to answer yourself. When you say, what could I do? Remember, always start where you are. Because I'm going to tell you something. We do not look out for our best interest because we choose not to. We have been so inundated and so programmed and so toxically should I say, we have been so intoxicated by not only the toxics in the air and in the water and in our food, but over the airways, over the, in the TV, we're inundated. I'm going to do something that's going to open the door to your knowledge to break these cycles. And when we do this, I'm going to literally come before America, because this is not no one area, and just present my idea. And I'm going to say, please, Chess, if you don't think it's you, and you want to put it in the back burner, that's fine. But when you see the transformation going on around you, and you begin to say, you know what, I like what's happening, and you'll want to be a part of it. But literally, we have a lot of work to do. We don't have an understanding of the concept of know thyself the way we should. And as we develop that, and we begin to realize that we're not, our interests, our own interests from the position of one being you, your own interests should be your priority. I don't think your priority is sending your sons and daughters off to war. And guess what? You're not alone. There's a whole lot of people who are looking at their children now saying, and they don't want it either. But a lot of them won't do anything. They'll say, well, you make that decision. No, we can't say you make that decision, because we don't want to go to war. We don't have any interest being served by going to war. And I'm still waiting for Trump to come across with a rationale for war. But, you know, this is all about making money to them. It's costing us our babies, and it's just making money for them. Got work to do, people. This is Brother Davis. I'm hoping people pick up your phones. I can't be the only person that feels like this. I can't be the only person that has begun to realize that we have left truth behind and accepted opinion and right to be true, when everybody has an opinion and you do have a certain degree of rights. But your rights don't supersede mine, not as humans. If we're going to live in harmony, we're going to have to do things that make harmony work for us. It ain't working right now, y'all. It ain't working at all. Oh, do I find peace and joy? Absolutely. But I know how to pursue it. I know that I live in an agitated atmosphere. I know that I had to shut my atmosphere down in order so that I can communicate with me. I know that in doing that, I'm going to have to turn off the TV set. I'm going to have to possibly go to a solemn room by myself, turn off the lights, and just listen to me. And if I'm going to do that, I might as well understand the importance of meditation, so that as I listen to me, I can improve on me. Because this is all about us, y'all. Everything that I'm talking about is about us. And if you're not prepared for the transformation, don't worry. As it happens, and it will, because we're watching the dying out of old civilization. As it happens, and people begin to say, you know what, I can feel better about myself. You're going to want this. And you have a right to feel better about yourself. The best part about it is that you initiate yourself. I know a lot of people are saying, well, I still got to go to work and everything. You do. You do. And listen, that's the unique thing about what I'm saying. Now, work with me something different. Because when you go to work, you'll be able to go to work and do what's required and not veer away from you being the priority. Because you know why you're there. You know what you, sometimes, how many times y'all look in you and you said, oh, okay. Sometimes might be stay after work and work a little extra, or maybe some overtime, or maybe come in when you don't want to. Well, I could use the money. Then you try to, when you get the money, they tax it. But by the time you get it, ain't what the $2 going to be anyway. Just wake up, y'all. I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. But I am saying, in order to change this, we got to make ourselves the priority to the degree that when they come to you and say, you know what, I know it's kind of running late Friday, but could you stay tonight? No, I can't stay tonight. I got children I got to get out from school. I got dinner I got to make. I got a husband coming. All these things play a role. But people put them on the side burner because, you know what, we're thinking maybe if I just show this person that I'm sincere or I'm a team player, I'm going to benefit. And guess what? You don't. And they know it. Because you know what? Once again, they've been able to manipulate you to do what they want you to do because of the program. So when you start looking out for your best interest, you know what they're going to say? Oh, yeah, so-and-so, she's a good worker. But her family's the priority. So if you got to do something extra, you go to somebody else, but don't bother her because guess what? I want her sister. I want her here because of the type of person she is and what she brings to the office, or the type of person he is and what he brings to the office. All the time, you get out, you're serving your own priority. Now, you want to go grab the kids, take them to do what they got to do? Plan for that so that when you get home, the crock pot's cooking and all you got to do is put some feed them real quick. Sit down for 20 minutes out of your day, enjoy a meal, some substance, and then start running. Because in order for this to work, we have to look at our lives so that we can be the best we can be. It's very simple. We just got to take the time to make us the priority. One of the things I didn't realize, my wife said she's a crock pot cooker. I'm gonna tell you, sometimes when we used to get in the early days, we go out and run to work, come back, go out and grab the kids and go somewhere else, I'd come in the house and that house would be pumping. The smells running all through the place. You know, I look at her, she said, okay, we got a half hour, all right? This half hour, we got 20 minutes to eat. I gotta stop for gas on the way to the such and such. So if we get to the car 20 minutes to be on the way, I still have 10 minutes to stop before we got to get to where we got to. Organization that we have to incorporate in our lives to be better. That way we can have more time with our children. Our children can have more time observing us with the parents that we are. And the best part about it is that they can talk about it with us. And I'm going to tell you, you'd be surprised with children to say, you know what? I just like what's happening. I like coming home from school or smelling food coming in the door. Even if you're not home sometimes, we can make the table so that when you come in, all we have to do is sit down and eat and we can go. The children want to be a part of this transformation. But if you don't expose it to them, they're going to be victimized by an educational system that's about indoctrination. My grandchildren say to me all the time, well, Papa, if they come to me and say, well, I got to go. No, no. If they tell you got to go someplace you don't think it's fair or you don't think it's right or you don't think we're going to like it, say, yes, ma'am. And as you walk, you go right to that front door and you run home. Because when you run home, you allow us to intercede for you. And we could go back to the school and straighten this all out. We got to empower our children to a degree. But speak, brother. Come to bring some content to the show.
I didn't want to interrupt you, Brother Davis, because you're rolling, man. But you were talking about these corporations. I got a whole bunch of stuff. I've been jumping on the law since last Thursday, so I've just been going through law books, looking at codes. I find these codes to be fascinating myself. So I just want to share a couple of things to you. So the COP is a corporate FICA. That's COPORA, corporate FICA employee. As for the licensing registration, now this is just a bunch of stuff about corporations. You guys were talking about bonds paying for prison. And these are different bonds, bid bonds, two sets of bonds, GSA 25, General Service Administration. GSA SF 24, that's your bid bond. GSA SF 25 is your performance bond. And SF 25A is the payment bond. And all this I got out of law books, man. I've just been tracing, following these boys in the law. Because you always hear all these titles and whatnot, but nobody really pays attention to them. And so I pay attention to them. Now check this out. Tidalway USC 1481 stated, once an oath of office is taken, citizenship is relinquished. Thus you become a foreign entity. Now these are back to the corporations. Foreign entity, agency, or state. That means every public office is a foreign state, including political subdivisions, i.e. every single court, and that personnel is considered a separate foreign entity. Title 22, USC Foreign Relations and Intercourse Courts. Chapter 11 identifies all public officials as foreign agents. Title 28 U.S.C. 3002, Section 15A states that the United States is a federal corporation and not a government, including the judiciary procedural section. And I just got a bunch of public law. I just wanted to share that, man, because everything we're talking about has to do with law. The bonds, everything. And look, I'm tripping because men used to always say my word is bond, but your word is more than bond. What do you think their bondsmen do? That bond that they're handling, what kind of bond is that? Is that your birth certificate bond? What kind of bond is that? What kind of asset is that? That's all I'm saying. That's all I had to say, Brother Davis. Peace. And forgive Thanks me, Brother Davis, because I really want to just let you roll, but I let y'all get too far, but y'all, all the things I just mentioned, y'all covered it, and I didn't want to interrupt you because I love your flow, bro.
Hey, brother, I appreciate it, man, but always feel free to chime in, man, because, see, the content that you bring allows people to realize that this isn't just one stage. This is a multiplicity of stages. And here's the unique thing I really want people to understand. This is done by them for them. They didn't do this for us. So you have to understand exactly what he's talking about. They have an order about law. And why do they have an order about law? Because when they come back to you, they want you to believe this, and they're going to leverage whatever spiritual system that you're a part of to give authority to that law. And guess what? It's a lie. They're lies built on lies built on lies. Because that's what deception does. And the reason why it's a lie is because they never had the right to do these things in the first place. Did you give them the right? You see what I'm saying?
And brother, there's just one more thing. Back.
Add to me, brother. Add to it.
Foreign Agents Registration Act. You got to check this out. Anybody who takes an oath of office, when they take an oath of office, they basically give up their citizenship. Check it out. Title 8, USC 1481 stated, once an oath of office is taken, citizenship is relinquished. Thus, you become a foreign entity, agent or state. That means every public office is a foreign state, including political subdivisions. Now, back over here, these boys, because of that, they have to do Foreign Agents Registration Act 1938, 22 U.S.C. 286 E.T. C.S.E.Q. 263A. So these boys, all these officers who these oath of offices, because the corporations are all registered to D.C., all corporations are foreign entities, and that's all I want to make a point of. So back to the bond system. All of this stuff goes hand in hand because we living under ecclesiastical law, the law of the priest, and I'm done, Brother Davis. Peace.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you. Very good contact. Because actually, you just gave validity to what I was just saying about how they try to leverage the law so that you can literally give the authority to whatever spiritual system that they're leveraging the law for. And the reason why they do that is because they want you in the box. They want you to think you're locked in this box. And here's the sad part. They don't care how you feel. They don't care how you feel because they're going to keep saying the law, the law, the law. But you know what? When you say whose law, literally, you throw a wrench in the work because you know they got to keep going back to the laws of the property, the law of municipality, the law of this stuff is all a bunch of crap.
And one more thing, Brother Davis.
Leveraging
the devil's contract, 1213. I'll take you to all that. 1213, devil's contract. This goes into the Treaty of Verona, where the few govern the many. So we're talking about elitists from the church And we're talking about the Roman Catholic Church being the owner, the vicar, the God, the papa of all man. He owns the whole world. Just think of what I'm saying. A man came and said he owns the whole world. He owns you and everything in it. He owns your soul, your property, everything in it. See, this is the stuff I get out of books. Is I didn't go to church. I go to books. And I be tripping about this stuff that's in these books because other people know it and we don't know it. But we got to know it so we know where we at in this game. We can't play the game. If we playing checkers and they're playing chess, we can't compete. That's all I'm saying. Peace.
Good content, brother. Good content. And you see, the sad part about this is that the people who aren't doing their due diligence or the people who are not listening to Black Talk Radio, they're not getting this. They're not getting this, and they will be the so-called sheeple. And the reason why they'll be the sheeple is because they're going to submit to whatever they're told. And in reality, that's what they want you to do. But when you decide that the system isn't looking out for your best interest, when you decide that, you know what, these laws are based on you and not me, they're going to try to force you. You know why? Because they cannot deal with what is about to come. And what is about to come is the deterioration of a system that they have put up to put themselves in the positions of gods or you know, whatever your spiritual lead is. And guess what? They're not. They're man. They're laws written by man. And they're leveraged by man. They don't even take priority over the universal laws, because the universal laws give validity to life. These laws don't give validity to life. They make just the deception, the evil, they make the evil circulate all through your avenues of thought so that you can relinquish your soul. Not ready. Brother Dave's going to a break. We're coming up in the last segment, so be by your phone, pick them up, and get a monologue going. Thank you, Brother Bragg, and we'll be right back.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you something. I'm really, really serious about what we need to do. We are at a threshold here. But we could literally become more powerful than your mind. Why? Because your mind is locked into Westernism. When we can break that, and allow our minds to soar. Think of what we can do. See, Westernism is based on tyranny. And when they lose the power to bring tyranny, you take that power away. See, in order for tyranny to work, there must be a fear factor and there must be a weapons factor. The weapon is to destroy you, and the fear so that you'll submit to what they want. Now let me tell you something. They taught you what life and death is. Why? Out of programming of emulating it. So they want you to fear death to submit what they want you to submit to in life. That wasn't the original program. In the original program, man respected man. And that's how that evolved. All this other stuff came later. It had nothing to do with the original program.
In the original program of life, Mother Earth was given the name Mother because she reproduces. You get four seasons and every year. You just cycles of reproduction. The Earth is going through. That's why they call her Mother Earth. Consequentiality of leadership came from the mother. That's why feminine energy is the most powerful of the energy. They will not teach you these things. And the reason why they won't teach you these things is because they have perverted the system. And in the perversion of the system, their ego came in, and now their ego has run so rampant, it's destroying the very thing we need. We are going to change the dynamic of what it is back to what it's supposed to be. Why? Because that's the only way we can survive. Every form of destruction that can be is taking place right here on this earth. Amen. So if there's going to be a change, we must be a part of it, because we are the true man. There's a difference between man and true man. See, true man wants the structure to be perpetual. They want the cycle to continue to bear fruit. They want the four seasons. They want the solstice. They don't want all these people trying to manipulate them. Environment's not designed for the destruction of war on the level that you see today. Listen, we are the first generation that has to live with the possibility of total annihilation of nuclear war. Which our parents knew about the nuclear possibility. Why? Because the bomb was designed in their generation. We have to live with the concept of human annihilation based on man's ability to think. We have to take that away from there. Why? Because it's already showed itself unworthy of that power. Literally, it is our responsibility to go in reverse and start the cycle again. Because if we don't, these people will find a rationale for destruction because they're Satanists. That's the only way I can give you clarity. These people are designing the system to kill itself and kill everything in the process. Or there wouldn't be companies like Monsanto's and Synergy and all these places. There wouldn't be tyrants like a Donald Trump. Why do I say a tyrant? Because everything about him tells you that he hasn't done nothing for anybody but himself, his ego, his silver spoon. And get right to it, what he feels is his white privilege. It is our responsibility to be ourselves, as the universe is calling us. He's hurting. You don't think Fukushima and all this other Chernobyl, this all has an effect on our quality of life. But only because we have not tapped into the tools that we have to change that. I know sometimes, my wife says, you know, baby, when you start really getting into understanding life in its natural form, you transform. As you begin to see it with a greater clarity than others do. The sad part about it is that it can scare people. I don't want to scare you. I want to welcome you in the harmony of this universal law. I want you to seriously consider, as we take this path, we start operating in the natural order We start doing the things that make us happy. And watch how that happiness transforms us in other areas and other parts of our lives. Because I'm going to tell you something. You ever walk down the street and see the people, look at people's faces? You don't see a whole lot of joy. I mean, think about it. When you go to work tomorrow, just pay attention to the faces. You ain't going to say nothing. If you go to court, George, you say good morning or whatever, that's fine. You'll see people carrying so much stress, so much anxiety, so much fear. They don't really need. I said to a young Puerto Rican I was working with today, he was saying, oh, yeah, well, white people are scared of black people. And I said, why? He said, because the gangsters. I said, every black person, you know, the gangsters. Oh, no, I know what you look like. But why are they scared? You see, they put the worst thing in front of them and tell them this is how everybody is. And they choose to believe that because they're afraid to be individualistic. So therefore, before you know it, those who are individualistic will tell you, no, that's not true. They might not do anything more to tell you, but at least they can vocalize it. Many can't even vocalize. And if you go to some communities, literally, they show you fear of you and don't even know you. You know, I break that down sometimes by wearing some veteran stuff. They know I'm a veteran. At least they know, well, he fits in. They don't know if I'm good or bad, but I fit in. That opens the door to conversation. We are not going to be able to have what we're trying to achieve if we don't have open dialogue. And I tell white people all the time, you got to start discussing your fear. What's that? Let's start talking about slavery. Oh, I want to talk about slavery. Why? Because it's a racist subject. Why do they call it a racist subject? Because it speaks to how they dealt with other people. Then they talk, well, it ain't me. Well, no, it is you. You benefited by it. If you live in a predominantly white community today with you going 2 and 3 and 4 weeks at a time and not seeing black people, or the only time you see black people is if you go out of that community, then who is keeping who? That you're right. I have no problem with that. Once again, the right thing comes into play. See what I'm saying? We have moved away from truth. We started to observe right, and we started to observe people's opinion. That's what we got to change. Because guess what? Opinions are fleeting, and rights are changing. It's like right now, the NDNA has changed all of the so-called rights of the Declaration of Independence. Believe me, the transformation that is coming is going to be so overwhelming that when you get involved, you can't help but share the joy. The universe is happy. The only reason why the universe is happy is because going after we're going, it'll still be here. Think about that. Long after we are gone, we'll be here. Don't you think we would benefit if we helped it to endure? Because it will help us endure. Think about it. The sun comes up every day, produces water so that we can drink the elixir of life. Food keeps us healthy. But our bodies knows what it is when it goes in. And it develops nutrients out of the food, takes it to different parts of the body to serve it. Is someone in queue?
No.
Add to the conversation. But the reason why I'm pointing this out to you is because literally, there's no other avenues. We have to restore. We know these people are been on unstructured. So we have to take control that we must restore our responsibility. We want to do it right. We got to give our children the plan. Is there someone in queue? We must give our children the plan to
but they know how to work their plan after we are gone. But there is something unique about what I just said. In the farm, my brother, he's kind of like the person who knows where he wants to plan, knows what he wants to plan, got to schedule down. I said, well, what happens if you're not here? So I write things. I got a journal. Well, where's the journal at? Well, I got the journal in my hand. No, you got to put that journal down on paper or in the computer. But if you're not here, we can continue that plan.
You have that guy.
He's old school. So literally, he thinks, oh, wow, you're right. He's doing everything based on his knowledge. Now he's starting to journal. Now he can get that knowledge down. 10 years from now, 15 years from now, I can give that journal to another generation to say, this are the journals that we used in the beginning. These are what we grew. This was the level of mineral in the soil. This is what we did. See, it's so important for us to be the examples that we got to have for our children. Because believe me, the system is telling us right now, what we neglect to do, they will do for you, and they will not do it the way you want them. I'm telling you, I look at these young girls out here today, tomorrow they'll be mothers. They may one day be looking up from a point in my life in which I would need one of those young ladies or young brothers looking over to be saying, Brother Davis, it's going to be a good day. Let me help you. And I'd like them to know that part of the example of process is done by me. Because I never want to reach a point I can't look at a child in the future that's going to offer them something that my teacher did not for me. Believe me, if you teach them how to live on the level of the natural laws, their future will be much greater, because guess what? They will be influenced by all of the natural things in life. We weren't influenced by the sound of the cause about karma, cause and effect, because a lot of times we didn't operate in it. We operated according to something else, some other boundaries, Ten Commandments or something else. Even now, when they begin to understand at an early age what karma is, they can put that in their lives and then start basing what they do and keeping in mind what they're trying to go, what they're trying to do. You're a divine human being. We need to operate in the divineness of the one, our advantage of all. Because I'm going to tell you something, and let me be very clear about this. Humanity started with people of color. When it started, it didn't start out of war. It didn't start out of masturbating anxiety. Masturbating means a lot of frustration. It started. We got to return to that harmony. We can do this. Like I said, I'm working on a blog now that is going to be a continuum, that people can come on and talk about food and what they're doing, how they prepare it, what foods they make, and for what part of the body does it nourish. What decisions that they're making now, the fields of how their children are being educated, the process that they chose in order for them to be able to bring some positive influences in their life. Actually, I'm talking to my son about doing some positive hip-hop right. Because although we don't have as much as we need, that vibration is a part of the universal law, and we can operate in that. And every time you open your mouth, you're operating in the universal vibration. The words have power. We must understand that, because we deal with our children on a regular basis. We must give them strength. And doing so, we strengthen ourselves. We're coming up in the last 4 minutes.
I urge anybody who has some content, give us a call. Because I'm going to tell you something. This ain't going to be done by a lone voice coming across on some kind of instrument of audio transfer, reproduction. This is going to be done individually in the home, in the heart. We can do this because we're going to restore what has been taken from us. We're going to have a different relationship with the skies of the night, because they foretell what is coming. Whether it be weather, whether it be confusion, we are truly connected to something greater than we can imagine. That's what is so important about the divine one. We are all connected. You're going to hear me say that quite a bit, because it's so important. I'm going to tell you, I know some of you are probably saying, well, does that mean white people too? Anybody that's human that's coming to the content to bring harmony and harmony back is going to have a voice. I may not agree with everything they're saying, but I may agree with some of the things they say. Because some of the things they say, they're like-minded people to some degree too. You have to understand, not everybody that lives in tyranny is in tyranny because they chose to be. Many of them are there because they've been identified. Believe me, that's why they're not saying nothing at all. But you're going to start hearing more and more people speak out. Matter of fact, last tidbit, there's a commercial that was on Facebook about racism. This white guy comes on and he really breaks it down. And he says that his last statement is, white people, what are we going to do? Because it cannot go on like that. Literally, I thought it was a powerful message, but it wasn't a message to white people. A message to white people. So, although we may not see it happening as it is happening, we are seeing it happen according to what our schedules allow. Believe me, there are some out there who are sincere about it. Very sincere, because I got a partner on Facebook, and he's got a friend, and they stimulate their conversation. And now, since they started, I've noticed other people getting into that conversation. I haven't gotten into it yet, but you can see where they're starting to openly discuss things they never did. Change is coming, y'all. We can be a part of it. This is Brother Davis on A Wise Wednesday. I enjoyed the show. I hope that you got some content out of it. Please look forward in the next 2 to 3 weeks, the month at the most. I'm going to come out with a blog, and this blog is going to help people on a regular basis look at your life and see what it is about it, see what it improves, and making you the priority to get to where you want to go. Because I'm going to tell you something. Everybody's journey is individual. I want to give you some tools to help you with your journey. Then once you're up and running and you're on your own, do your own due diligence things. I'm only trying to get people to understand that you have power. That is what's going to make the change. This is Brother Davis on A Wise Wednesday, and I appreciate the time you give me into your homes and coming to the show and listen to me talk about hopefully what we can do. I appreciate everybody who called in and participated. It's always good to have a monologue. And I'm excited about next week when I can come back on A Wise Wednesday and share my time with you. And there's no greater love than the acts of love. Dr. Scotty, back to you, man.
All right, Dave dropped off the board, so we're going to go straight to Brother Braggs and close it out. So we have New Abolitionist Radio coming up at the top of the hour. Brother Braggs.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. Peace. Thank you.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of